The Voice of the Poet presents E.E. Cummings reading from his work.
In just spring, when the world is mud luscious, the little lame balloon man whistles far and wee, and Eddie and Bill come running from marbles and pyruses, and it's spring. When the world is puddle wonderful, the queer old balloon man whistles far and wee, and Betty and Isabel come dancing from hopscotch and jump rope, and it's spring. And the goat-footed balloon man whistles far and wee.
Buffalo Bill's defunct, who used to ride a water-smooth silver stallion and break 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pigeons just like that. Jesus, he was a handsome man. And what I want to know is, how do you like your blue-eyed boy, Mr. Death?
Spring is like a perhaps hand, which comes carefully out of nowhere, arranging a window into which people look, while people stare, arranging and changing, placing carefully there a strange thing and a known thing here, and changing everything carefully. Spring is like a perhaps hand in a window, carefully to and fro, moving new and old things, while people stare carefully, moving a perhaps fraction of flower here, placing an inch of air there, and without breaking anything.
Poem, or Beauty Hurts Mr. Vinyl. Take it from me, kiddo. Believe me, my country, 'tis of you, land of the cluet shirt, Boston garter, and spearmint girl with the wriggly eyes. Of you, land of the arrow-eyed and Earl and Wilson collars. Of you I sing, land of Abraham Lincoln and Lydia E. Pinkham, land above all of just add hot water and serve. From every BVD let freedom ring. Amen. I do, however, protest anent the unspontaneous and otherwise scented mad, which greets one everywhere. Why? As divine poesy, per that and this radically defunct periodical. I would suggest that certain ideas, gestures, rhymes, like Gillette razor blades, having been used and reused to the mystical moment of dullness, emphatically are not to be resharpened. Case in point, if we are to believe these gently, oh, sweetly melancholy trillers amid the thrillers, these crepuscular violinists among my and your skyscrapers, Helen and Cleopatra were just too lovely. The snails on the thorn enter morn, and gods and his and so forth, do you get me? According to such supposedly indigenous throstles, art is, oh world, oh life, a formula. Example, turn your shirt tails into drawers. And if it isn't an Eastman, it isn't a Kodak. Therefore, my friends, let us now sing each and all fortissimo, America, I love you. And there's 100 million others, like all of you successfully, if delicately gilded or spaded, gentlemen and ladies, pretty little liver pill-hearted, new jaw needing, there's a reason, Americans, who tense-tendoned, and with upward vacant eyes, painfully, perpetually crouched, quivering upon the sternly allotted sandpile, how silently emit a tiny violet-flavored nuisance. Odor, oh no, comes out like a ribbon, lies flat on the brush.
Memorabilia. Stop, look, and listen, Venezia. Incline thine ear, you glassworks of Murano. Pause, elevator, nel mezzo del camin. That means halfway up the campanile. Believe thou me, cocodrillo. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Americans, particularly the brand of marriageable nymph, which is armed with large legs, rancid voices, Baedekers, mothers, and Kodaks. By night upon the Riva Schiavonia in the felicitous vicinity of the Delurope Grand and Royal Daniele, their numbers are like unto the stars of heaven. I do, signore, affirm that all gondola, signore, de below me gondola, signore, gondola, and above me pass loudly and gondola rapidly, denizens of Omaha, Altoona, or what not, enthusiastic cohorts from Duluth, God only gondola knows, sin gondola nati, I gondola don't. The substantial dollar-bringing virgins. From the loggia, where are we? Angels by. Oh, yes, beautiful. We now pass through the... Look, girls, in the style of... That's the foliage. What is it? Didn't Ruskin says about... You got the... Haven't Marjorie? Isn't this well-curb simply darling? Oh, education... Oh, those cook and son. Oh, to be a metope, now the triglyphs here. A man who had fallen among thieves lay by the roadside on his back, dressed in 15th-rate ideas, wearing a round jeer for a hat. Fate, per a somewhat more than less emancipated evening, had in return for consciousness endowed him with a changeless grin, whereon a dozen staunch and leal citizens did graze at pause, then, fired by hyper-civic zeal, sought newer pastures, or because, swaddled with a frozen brook of pinkest vomit, out of eyes which noticed nobody he looked, as if he did not care to rise. One hand did nothing on the vest, its wide-flung friend clenched weakly dirt, while the mute trouser fly confessed a button, solemnly inert, brushing from whom the stiffened puke, I put him all into my arms and staggered, banged with terror through a million, billion, trillion stars.
Next to, of course, God, America, I love you, land of the pilgrims, and so forth. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early my country 'tis of? Centuries come and go and are no more, what of it we should worry? In every language, even deaf and dumb, thy sons acclaim your glorious name. By gurry, by jingo, by gee, by gosh, by gum. Why talk of beauty? What could be more beautiful than these heroic happy dead who rushed like lions to the roaring slaughter
They did not stop to think, they died instead. Then shall the voice of liberty be mute. He spoke and drank rapidly a glass of water.
I sing of Olaf, glad and big, whose warmest heart recoiled at war, a conscientious objector. His well-beloved colonel, Trig West Pointer most succinctly bred, took erring Olaf soon in hand. But though an host of overjoyed none comes, first knocking on the head him, do through icy waters roll that helplessness which others stroke, with brushes recently employed anent this muddy toilet bowl. While kindred intellects evoke allegiance per blunt instruments, Olaf, being to all intents a corpse, and without any rag upon what God unto him gave, responds without getting annoyed, I will not kiss your effing flag. Straightway the silver bird looked grave, departing hurriedly to shave. But though all kinds of officers, a yearning nation's blue-eyed pride, their passive prey did kick and curse, until for wear their clarion voices and boots were much the worse, and egged the first-class privates on, his rectum wickedly to tease by means of skillfully applied bayonets roasted hot with heat, Olaf, upon what were once knees, does almost ceaselessly repeat, there is some S I will not eat. Our president, being of which assertions duly notified, threw the yellow son of a bitch into a dungeon where he died. Christ of his mercy infinite, I pray to see, and Olaf too. Preponderatingly because, unless statistics lie, he was more brave than me, more blonde than you.
Somewhere I have never traveled, gladly beyond any experience, your eyes have their silence. In your most frail gesture are things which enclose me, or which I cannot touch because they are too near. Your slightest look easily will unclose me, though I have closed myself as fingers. You open always petal by petal myself, as spring opens, touching skillfully, mysteriously, her first rose. Or if your wish be to close me, I and my life will shut very beautifully, suddenly, as when the heart of this flower imagines the snow carefully everywhere descending. Nothing which we are to perceive in this world equals the power of your intense fragility, whose texture compels me with the color of its countries, rendering death and forever with each breathing. I do not know what it is about you that closes and opens. Only something in me understands the voice of your eyes is deeper than all roses. nobody, not even the rain, has such small hands.
This little bride and groom are standing in a kind of crown, he dressed in black candy, she veiled with candy white, carrying a bouquet of pretend flowers. This candy crown, with this candy little bride and little groom in it, kind of stands on a thin ring, which stands on a much less thin, very much more big, and kinder of ring, and which kinder of stands on a much more than very much biggest and thickest and kindest of ring. And all 1, 2, 3 rings are cake, and everything is protected by cellophane against anything, because nothing really exists.
As freedom is a breakfast food, or truth can live with right and wrong, or molehills are from mountains made, long enough and just so long will being pay the rent of seam, and genius please the talent gang, and water most encourage flame. As hat racks into peach trees grow, or hopes dance best on bald men's hair, and every finger is a toe, and any courage is a fear, long enough and just so long will the impure think all things pure, and hornets wail by children stung. Or as the seeing are the blind, and robins never welcome spring, nor flat folk prove their world is round, nor dinksters die at break of dawn, and commons rare and millstones float, long enough and just so long, tomorrow will not be too late. Worms are the words, but joy's the voice. Down shall go which, and up come who. Breasts will be breasts, thighs will be thighs. Deeds cannot dream what dreams can do. Time is a tree, this life one leaf. But love is the sky, and I am for you just so long and long enough.
Anyone lived in a pretty how town, with up so floating many bells down, spring, summer, autumn, winter, he sang his didn't, he danced his did. Women and men, both little and small, cared for anyone not at all. They sold their isn't, they reaped their same. Sun, moon, stars, rain. Children guessed, but only a few, and down they forgot as up they grew, autumn, winter, spring, summer, that no one loved him more by more. When by now and tree by leaf, she laughed his joy, she cried his grief. Bird by snow and stir by still, anyone's any was all to her. Someone's married their everyone's, laughed
their cryings and did their dance. Sleep, wake, hope, and then they said their nevers, they slept their dream. Stars, rain, sun, moon, and only the snow can begin to explain how children are apt to forget to remember. With up, so floating many bells down. One day anyone died, I guess, and no one stooped to kiss his face. Busy folk buried them side by side, little by little and was by was, all by all and deep by deep and more by more, they dream their sleep. No one and anyone, earth by April, wish by spirit, and if by yes, women and men, both dong and ding, summer, autumn, winter, spring, reaped their sowing and went their cane. Sun, moon, stars, rain.
Love is more thicker than forget, more thinner than recall, more seldom than a wave is wet, more frequent than to fail. It is most mad and moonly, and less it shall unbe than all the sea, which only is deeper than the sea. Love is less always than to win, less never than alive, less bigger than the least begin, less littler than forgive. It is most sane and sunly, and more it cannot die than all the sky, which only is higher than the sky.
One flip slouch, twitter stamp, coon with a plunky kaplung guitar. Please make me glad. This dumb, damn, slam, slum, sloppity world, sure am wicked it are. Now here we come, dearie. But who's going to hate that hurtful world? No gal, no boy, they simply loves it. For it's their pain, theirs and nobody else's. And it's their joy. I kindly thank you.
My father moved through dooms of love, through sames of am, through halves of give. Singing each morning out of each night, my father moved through depths of height. This motionless forgetful where turned at his glance to shining here. That if, so timid air is firm, under his eyes would stir and squirm. Newly as from unburied witch floats the first who, his April touch drove sleeping selves to swarm their fates, woke dreamers to their ghostly roots, and should some why completely weep, my father's fingers brought her sleep. Vainly no smallest voice might cry, for he could feel the mountains grow. Lifting the valleys of the sea, my father moved through griefs of joy, praising a forehead called the moon, singing desire into begin. Joy was his song, and joy so pure a heart of star by him could steer, and pure so now, and now so yes, the wrists of twilight would rejoice. Keen as midsummer's, keen beyond conceiving mind of sun will stand, so strictly over utmost him, so hugely stood my father's dream. His flesh was flesh, his blood was blood. No hungry man but wished him food. No cripple wouldn't creep 1 mile uphill to only see him smile. Scorning the pomp of must and shall, my father moved through dooms of feel. His anger was as right as rain. His pity was as green as grain. Septembering arms of year extend less humbly wealth to foe and friend than he to foolish and to wise offered immeasurable is. Proudly and by octobering flame beckoned, as earth will downward climb, so naked for immortal work, his shoulders marched against the dark. His sorrow was as true as bread. No liar looked him in the head. If every friend became his foe, he'd laugh and build a world with snow. My father moved through theys of we, singing each new leaf out of each tree, and every child was sure that spring danced when she heard my father sing. Then let men kill which cannot share. Let blood and flesh be mud and mire. Scheming imagine, passion willed, freedom a drug that's bought and sold, giving to steal and cruel kind, a heart to fear, to doubt a mind, to differ a disease of same, conform the pinnacle of am. Though dull were all we taste as bright, bitter all utterly things sweet, maggoty minus and dumb death, all we inherit, all bequeath, and nothing quite so least as truth. I say, though hate were why men breathe, because my father lived his soul, love is the whole and more than all.
You which could grin three smiles into a dead house, clutch between eyes emptiness, toss one at nobody's shoulder, and thick, stickingly, unstride after glide, Massacre Monday, did more, ask a life lump buried by the star, nicked ends necks among broken odds of yesterday's tomorrow, than today can guess, or fears to dare whatever dares to fear. I very humbly thank you, which could grin. May stern particular love surround your trite, how terrible selfhood with its hands and feet. Lift, and may pitying who, from sharp, soft, worms of spiraling why, and out of black because, your absolute courage with its legs and arms.
Of all the blessings which to mankind progress doth impart, one stands supreme. I mean the animal without a heart. Huge this collective pseudo-beast, sans either pain or joy, does nothing except pre-exist, its hoi and its polloi. And if sometimes he's prodded forth to exercise her vote, or made by threats of something worse than death, to change their coat, which something, as you never guess, in 50,000 years, equals the quote and unquote loss of liberty, my dears, or even is compelled to fight itself from tame to team, still doth our hero contemplate, in raptures of undream, that strictly and how, scientific land of supernod, where freedom is compulsory, and only man is God. Without a heart, the animal is very, very kind. So kind it wouldn't like a soul, and couldn't use a mind. A salesman is an it that stinks. Excuse me. Whether it's president of the USA, or a gentleman named Mr. Finger, isn't important. Whether it's millions of other punks or just a handful, absolutely doesn't matter. And whether it's in lingerie or shrouds is immaterial. It stinks. A salesman is an it that stinks to please. But whether to please itself or someone else makes no more difference than if it sells hate, condoms, education, snake oil, vacuum cleaners, terror, strawberries, democra, caveat emptor, see? Superfluous hair, or think we've met subhuman rights before. A politician is an arse upon which everyone has sat except a man.
Plato told him he couldn't believe it. Jesus told him he wouldn't believe it. Lotze certainly told him, and General Yes Ma'am Sherman. And even believe it or not, you told him, I told him, we told him. He didn't believe it. No, sir. It took a nipponized bit of the old 6th Avenue L in the top of his head to tell him.
Pity this busy monster, man unkind, not. Progress is a comfortable disease. Your victim, death, and life safely beyond, plays with the bigness of his littleness. Electrons deify one razor blade into a mountain range. Lenses extend unwish through curving where-when, till unwish returns on its unself. A world of made is not a world of born. Pity poor flesh and trees, poor stars and stones, that never this fine specimen of hyper-magical ultra-omnipotence. We doctors know a hopeless case if, listen, there's a hell of a good universe next door. Let's go.
Fire, stop, thief, help, murder, save the world. What world? Is it themselves these insects mean? When microscopic shriekings shall have snarled threads of celestial silence huger than eternity, men will be saviors. Flop, grasshopper, exactly nothing's soon. Scream, all ye screamers, till your if is up, and vanish under prodigies of un. Have you, the mountain, while his maples wept ere to blood asked, something a little child who's just as small as me can do or be? God whispered him a snowflake, yes, you may sleep now, my mountain. And this mountain slept, while his pines lifted their green lives and smiled.
One's not half two. It's two are halves of one. Which halves reintegrating shall occur no death and any quantity, but than all numerable mosts, the actual more. Minds ignorant of stern miraculous this every truth, beware of heartless them. Given the scalpel, they dissect a kiss, or sold the reason, they undream a dream. One is the song which fiends and angels sing. All murdering lies by mortals told make two. let liars wilt, repaying life their loaned. We, by a gift called dying, born, must grow. Deep in dark least ourselves, remembering love only rides his year. All lose, whole find. When God decided to invent everything, he took one breath bigger than a circus tent, and everything began. When man determined to destroy himself, he picked the walls of shall, and finding only why, smashed it into because. Rain or hail, Sam done the best he kin till they digged his hole. Sam was a man, stout as a bridge, rugged as a bear, slick on a weasel, how be you, sun or snow? Gone into what? Like all them kings you read about, and on him sings a whippoorwill. Heart was big as the world ain't square, with room for the devil and his angels too. Yes, sir. What may be better, or what may be worse, and what may be clover, clover, clover? Nobody'll know. Sam was a man, grinned his grin, done his chores, laid him down. Sleep well. Hello, is what a mirror says. It is a maid says, who? And hearing not a witch, replies in haste, I must be you. No sunbeam ever lies. Bang is the meaning of a gun. It is a man means no. And seeing something yes will grin with pain, you so and so. True wars are never won. Nothing false and possible is love. Who's imagined, therefore limitless? Love's to giving as to keeping's give. As yes is to if, love is to yes. Must's a schoolroom in the month of May. Life's the deathboard where all now turns when. Love's a universe beyond obey or command, reality or un. Proudly, depths above, wise first because, faith's last doubt, and humbly heights below kneeling, we true lovers pray that us will ourselves continue to outgrow. All whose mosts, if you have known and I've, only we are least, begin to guess. Except in your honor, my loveliest, nothing may move, may rest. You bring out of dark the earth a procession of wonders, huger than prove our fears were hopes. The moon open for you enclose will shy wings of because. Each why of star afloat on not quite less than all of time gives you skillful his flame. So is your heart alert of languages that none but well she knows and can perfectly speak. Snowflake and rainbow, mind and soul, November and April. Who younger than begin are the worlds move in your and rest, my love, Anna. All ignorance toboggans into no and trudges up to ignorance again. But winter's not forever. Even snow melts, and if spring should spoil the game, what then? All history's a winter sport, or three. But were it five, I'd still insist that all history is too small for even me. For me and you, exceedingly too small. Swoop, shrill, collective myth, into thy grave, merely to toil the scale to shrillerness, per every Madge and Mabel, Dick and Dave. Tomorrow is our permanent address, and there they'll scarcely find us. If they do, we'll move away still further into now. Dying is fine. But death? Oh, baby, I wouldn't like death if death were good. For when, instead of stopping to think, you begin to feel of it, dying's miraculous. Why? Because dying is perfectly natural. Perfectly, putting it mildly, lively. But death is strictly scientific and artificial and evil and legal. We thank thee, God Almighty, for dying. Forgive us, O life, the sin of death. So many selves, so many fiends and gods, each greedier than every is a man, so easily one in another hides, yet man can, being all, escape from none. So huge a tumult is the simplest wish, so pitiless a massacre the hope most innocent, so deeps the mind of flesh, and so awake what waking calls asleep. So never is most lonely man alone. His briefest breathing lives some planet's year. His longest life's a heartbeat of some sun, his least unmotion roams the youngest star. How should a fool that calls him I presume to comprehend not numerable whom? Jake hates all the girls. The shy ones, the bold ones, the meek, proud, sloppy, sleek, all except the cold ones. Paul scorns all the girls, the bright ones, the dim ones, the slim, plump, tiny, tall, all except the dull ones. Gus loves all the girls, the warped ones, the lamed ones, the mad, moronic, maimed, all except the dead ones. Mike likes all the girls, the fat ones, the lean ones, the mean, kind, dirty, clean, all except the green. When serpents bargain for the right to squirm, and the sun strikes to gain a living wage, when thorns regard their roses with alarm, and rainbows are insured against old age, when every thrush may sing no new moon in, if all screech owls have not okayed his voice, and any wave signs on the dotted line, or else an ocean is compelled to close, when the oak begs permission of the birch to make an acorn, valleys accuse their mountains of having altitude, and March denounces April as a saboteur, then we'll believe in that incredible, unanimal mankind, and not until. Who sharpens every dull? Here comes the only man, reminding with his bell to disappear a sun. And out of houses, poor maids, mothers, widows, wives, bringing this visitor their very oldest lives. One pays him with a smile, another with a tear, some cannot pay at all. He never seems to care. He sharpens is to am. He sharpens say to sing. You'd almost cut your thumb so right he sharpens wrong. And when their lives are keen, he throws the world a kiss and slings his wheel upon his back, and off he goes. But we can hear him still, if now our sun is gone, reminding with his bell to reappear a moon. Open his head, baby, and you'll find a heart in it, cracked. Open that heart, Mabel, and you'll find a bed in it, fact. Open this bed, Sybil, and you'll find a tart in it, wed. Open the tart, lady, and you'll find his mind in it, dead. This is a rubbish of human rind, with a photograph clutched in the half of a hand, and the word love underlined. This is a girl who died in her mind, with a warm, thick scream and a keen, cold groan, while the gadgets purred and the gangsters dined. This is a deaf, dumb church and blind, with an if in its soul and a hole in its life, where the young bell tolled and the old vine twined. This is a dog of no known kind, with one white eye and one black eye, and the eyes of his eyes are as lost as you'll find.
No time ago, or else a life, walking in the dark, I met Christ Jesus. My heart flopped over and lay still while he passed. As close as I'm to you, yes, closer. Made of nothing except loneliness.
Who were so dark of heart, they might not speak. A little innocence will make them sing. Teach them to see who could not learn to look. From the reality of all nothing will actually lift a luminous whole, turn sheer despairing to most perfect gay. Nowhere to hear, never too beautiful. A little innocence creates a day. And something thought or done or wished without a little innocence, although it were as red as terror and as green as fate, greyly shall fail and dully disappear. But the proud power of himself death, immense, is not so as a little innocence. When faces called flowers float out of the ground, and breathing is wishing, and wishing is having, but keeping is downward, and doubting and never. It's April, yes, April, my darling. It's spring. Yes, the pretty birds frolic as spry as can fly. Yes, the little fish gambol as glad as can be. Yes, the mountains are dancing together. When every leaf opens without any sound, and wishing is having, and having is giving, but keeping is doting and nothing and nonsense. Alive, we're alive, dear. It's kiss me now, spring. Now the pretty birds hover, so she and so he. Now the little fish quiver, so you and so I. Now the mountains are dancing, the mountains. When more than was lost has been found, and having is giving, and giving is living, but keeping is darkness and winter and cringing. It's spring. All our night becomes day. Oh, it's spring. All the pretty birds dive to the heart of the sky. All the little fish climb through the mind of the sea. All the mountains are dancing, are dancing.
Now, air is air, and thing is thing. No bliss of heavenly earth beguiles our spirits, whose miraculously disenchanted eyes live the magnificent honesty of space. Mountains are mountains now, skies now are skies, and such a sharpening freedom lifts our blood, as if whole supreme, this complete, doubtless universe, we'd and we alone had made. Yes, or as if our souls, awakened from summer's green trance, would not adventure soon a deeper magic. That white sleep wherein all human curiosity we'll spend gladly, as lovers must, immortal and the courage to receive time's mightiest dream. Crazy Jay Blue, demon laugh shrieking at me your scorn of easily, hatred of timid, and loathing for dull, all regular, righteous, comfortable unworlds. Thief, crook, cynic, swim float drifting fragment of heaven, trickster villain, raucous rogue, and vivid Voltaire, you beautiful anarchist, I salute thee. Because you take life in your stride, instead of scheming how to beat the noblest game a man can proudly lose, or playing dead and hoping death himself will do the same, because you aren't afraid to kiss the dirt, and consequently dare to climb the sky, because a mind no other mind should try to fool has always failed to fool your heart, but most without the smallest doubt, because no best is quite so good, you don't conceive a better. And because no evil is so worse than worst, you fall in hate with love. Human one, mortally immortal I, can turn immense all times because to why. So shy, 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 and with a look the very boldest man can scarcely dare to meet, no matter how he'll try to try. So wrong, 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 and with a smile at which the rightest man remembers there's such a thing as spring and wonders why. So gay, 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 and with a wisdom not the wisest man will partly understand, although the wisest man am I. So young, 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 and with a something makes the oldest man, whoever he may be, the only man who'll never die.
Other poets reading from their work in the Voice of the Poet series distributed by Random House Audio, are John Ashbery, W.H. Alden, Louise Bogan, Elizabeth Bishop, William Carlos Williams, T.S. Eliot, Robert Frost, Allen Ginsberg, Langston Hughes, Randall Jarrell, Robert Lowell, Phyllis McGinley, James Merrill, Ogden Nash, Frank O'Hara, Dorothy Parker, Sylvia Plath, Adrienne Rich, Muriel Rukeyser, Edna St. Vincent Millay, Anne Sexton, Gertrude Stein, Wallace Stevens, and Richard Wilbur.